Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Well, I'm in a new stage of my life in that my two grandchildren are traveling with us, and one's 4 and one's 2. And because they're traveling with us, I'm shoring up my thinking and my philosophies on child rearing. So I thought, well, you know, today I'm just going to share a little bit with you all about what I'm learning again, because my daughter went through a terrible tragedy, and so she is allowing us as grandparents to not just be grandparents, but to also help her with the discipline of the children, because, you know, she's still having some bad days, etc. So I wanted to start this little series on child rearing. The first thing I want to say to you is that I really believe the most important thing that you can do in your child rearing is to work on his spirit. You gotta remember what, when the Bible says something, I always take note of it. And it said in Proverbs 18:14, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? I wanted my children to be strong. And these two new ones that I'm working with, I want them to be strong also. Of course, the firstborn is very strong and but sometimes her spirit's not exactly right. So we're working on her spirit. And when she says something wrong, we'll say, hey, how about trying that again? And so now even when we're working with her and she says it wrong, we just look at her and she says, can I try that again? And I love that. But ladies, if you got to pay attention to the spirit of your children, if they have a hateful spirit, you know, you got to take notice of that and try to calm them down and make them say it right. I don't think you should ever let a child talk to you in a disrespectful manner, because that's having a disrespectful spirit. Then the other thing that I wanted to point out to you is that when you're working on their spirit, Mrs. Evans taught me this many, many years ago, and I'm trying to remember it now to try to practice with these grandchildren. You know, it's different when you have the grandchildren traveling with you and with you all the time. You know, it's not like you can just let them do what they ever want to do and say, isn't that cute, or let the parents take care of it, whatever, because Jeannie has asked us to help with her attitude and stuff. So one of the things that Ms. Evans taught me that I've always remembered is that to work on their spirit, you have to give lots of praise. You know, like 12 things of praise with one thing of correction. That's what she told me, actually. And as a matter of fact, when I was teaching in a Christian school, I had the names of all the children on my desk, and I would practice saying something positive. I didn't do 12 things, but I just said something positive to each child each day. Those of you that have children at home, that would be a very good practice, making sure that you're saying positive to them. And you don't brag on their talent or ability, you brag on their character. Oh, you said that so nicely. That was so kind. Thank you for helping your sister, because she needed your help. And, you know, positive things that you can brag on them about to try to help their spirit. You know, when I read that verse, the spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, I'm trying to make my children strong enough to withstand anything. And can I be honest with you? One of the things that people tell me so much about my adult children is what an excellent spirit they have. And I said, that's not by accident. That's on purpose. And they're flexible. They're easygoing. They are great workers, you know. Of course, everybody thinks that about their kids, don't they? But now I got these two new ones, and I want to try to help make sure that their spirit's right. So why don't you work on his spirit those two ways? Number one, saying something praise all the time. And number two is making sure when they have the wrong spirit, you make them do it over again. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.